This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Tonight, the New York Philharmonic and its new conductor, Lauren Mazel, will premiere a piece by John Adams. He's the American composer of the operas Nixon in China and The Death of Klinghoffer. The New York Philharmonic asked him to write a work for the first anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center. NPR's Fred Child reports.
Anytime a composer is asked to write a new piece for the New York Philharmonic, expectations are almost impossibly high. How much more so when it's a piece to begin the season with a new conductor and to commemorate this emotionally charged anniversary. Despite the challenges, when the New York Philharmonic requested a piece, John Adams immediately accepted. He says his initial concept for the piece led to the title, On the Transmigration of Souls.
I wanted it to mean basically the movement from one state of being into another. And on thinking about this, I realized that it wasn't just a metaphor for people going from being alive to being dead, but all of the people who lost loved ones experienced some kind of transmigration of their souls as well.
Alexis Ledoq, Betsy Martinez, Brian McGee.
The full rehearsals for the piece only began this week, so what we're hearing is just a fragment of what the audience will hear tonight. In addition to the Philharmonic, a choir, and children's choir, there will be a pre-recorded soundtrack with city noises and spoken voices. The voices read names of those who died, some of their final words from phone messages, and text from the missing person signs put up near Ground Zero. Composer John Adams.
I realized right up front that the public did not need any more images. It didn't need any more reiteration of the narrative of that day. Certainly it didn't need some kind of tasteless dramatization of the events in music and text. If I was going to do something that was meaningful, I had to go in the opposite direction. And the direction that I chose was really to focus on those left behind.
Those left behind, the husbands, wives, lovers, children, family, and friends of those who died, in fact, wrote many of the words that are sung and spoken in the piece.
When people really are deeply in shock over the sudden loss of a family member, they don't express themselves in fancy language. And so I took it upon myself as kind of the challenge in creating this piece that I would find a way to set these very, very plain, homely phrases, like he was the apple of my father's eye, or he used to call every day, I'm just waiting for the phone to ring.
I love you, Nicholas C. Lassman. I see water and buildings.
Adams had his own transformative experience last fall, just as concert halls around the nation generally went silent for several days after 9/11. John Adams found himself silent.
I went through a period of being very sterile. You know, everybody has different ways of coping with shock, and I guess the way that I coped with it was for my creative engine to shut down for about 4 months.
John Adams broke his musical silence after 9/11 by writing about the very thing that had silenced him.
Betsy Martinez, my sister.
Of course, once a piece is written, the composer's work is done. John Adams can't control how the Philharmonic will play it, or how people will hear it, or feel about it.
How does one begin to sum up 9/11 in music?
Washington Post critic Tim Page says the challenge Adams faced in writing the piece was particularly delicate.
The problem is, when there's something so personal as 9/11, especially in New York City, which is not a healed city by any means, it's bound to have a very special resonance. But the question is whether it's a resonance that will be accepted and be understood to put across the feelings of many different people.
Many listeners might be hoping for a communal catharsis when they hear the piece, for a resounding reaffirmation of the human spirit or the life force. Adams is hoping listeners will have a more contemplative experience.
I hope that my piece will give people what I call a memory space, like a great cathedral like Chartres or something, where you can go. You might be in the room with 1,000 or more other people, but you're fundamentally alone with your thoughts, and the art, the music, the words are giving you stimulus, but they're not directing your emotion and they're not pounding you over the head with a point of view.
On the Transmigration of Souls by John Adams will get its world premiere tonight at Lincoln Center in New York City. The New York Philharmonic will be conducted by its new music director, Lauren Mazel. For NPR News, I'm Fred Child in Washington.